You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Nicolette Gaona. And as Bing is for doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210. And it's episode 21, Bride and Prejudice. And I have my lovely co-host over here. We have Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
And your name again. She's new.
Carmella.
Carmella. Mondello is in the building. She's going to be joining us.
A lot of love for her because it's her first time here.
Yeah. And we're excited because we're so passionate about this show. And I love getting hosts in here and helping me talk about it.
I'm excited to be here.
Great. Let's get into it. We have, starting off, Naomi and Preston. Coming into it, you know, he wanted Naomi to change her name to Hillingsbrook, which I think is a fabulous last name and very long.
You would do
very
it?
Very sexy.
Nicolette Hillingsbrook?
Oh, yes. That sounds amazing, actually. They had 2 weeks until they were married, and that kind of brought up the whole scandal coming into it with when he was telling Annie about, you know, he has to be married before he turns 25 and the trust fund things and all that good stuff. And I was afraid to see, like, you know, how it was going to come about and how and if Annie was going to tell Naomi. And I thought, you know, when Naomi was going to find out, like, she was going to be totally crushed by it.
She seemed completely unfazed. But then later on, we see that it completely broke her. So.
Well, I mean, because if you think about it, you know, as Annie was telling her, in her mind, it wasn't like that at all. But then she had to see it really to believe what Annie was talking about.
It's not like she's this poor girl coming into this rich world and she was completely shocked. She knows the deal. She knows the game. She knows what's up. You know what I mean? So I don't think at first it was that big of a shock. But then we had everything with the yacht, which, of course, we'll talk about later, and the entire party. And it was just so much at once to deal with.
For her, yes. And I they had some cute moments, you know, that made me feel that they were perfect together, especially the little quote with Naomi. You know, he was like, well, do you want a Rolls Royce? And she's like, oh, yes, but it's not about that. Like, you know, something like that. Like, just the cute certain little, like,
you thought
material.
That was cute?
Yeah,
do you think he's being sincere when he says that stuff, though?
I don't think so, no. But I feel like to her, she's just like, yeah, you know, because they're both about money and they both like the finer things. And I thought it was a cute moment just because they both are about that.
I just am really struggling with this because I can't tell if he actually loves her or he doesn't, which is exactly what her problem is right now. I feel like we're in her shoes and that's the way they're shooting these episodes. And what the hell? I mean, does he love her? Does he not? Is he going to give up the money to be with her and prove to her? Is she going to finally just accept it and let him take the money?
To be honest, I feel like since his time limit is 2 weeks, I feel like he's not going to just wait around for her. I feel like at this point, he's just like, I need my money, so I don't care who I give.
You think so?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if I was in that situation, I'm putting myself in his situation. Well, okay, she's obviously not going to marry me, so I'm going to go find the next better thing.
Hang on. Do you think that was the, Naomi's sister's secret that...
Yes, definitely. Not that he was Republican. It wasn't that. It was
not at all. That was kind of like stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that. But yeah, I think, you know, does he love her? I'm sure he does, but he doesn't have time to be just bull crap.
I think he saw it easy. An easy target.
Exactly. But now that it didn't get too easy.
I think maybe that, but then I think he actually fell for her. Maybe he'll marry somebody else, get the money, then divorce them, and be like, Naomi, I really want
you. See, that is just too complicated. And if I was Naomi, I'd be like, bye, honey. You should have married me the first
time. But she loves him.
I don't care. Marry me now.
Cold-hearted.
I think she should get back with Austin.
You know, they did have a cute moment engagement party. We'll get into that. I don't know.
They wouldn't have thrown that in there if they didn't see, I don't know, if they didn't have something planned there. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree with you. Before we get into anything else, I, of course, want to do a shout out to Amazon. Right, Ronnie?
That is correct. Sorry, we're multitasking back here. Yes, Amazon, it's the new thing we got here at AfterBuzz. It's our affiliate program with Amazon. So basically, I'll explain it to Carmella since she is our newest host here.
Great.
If you are going to buy yourself a pair of shoes, you know, you want to look as cute as Naomi and all these people on the show, you're going to go to Amazon regardless. Do it with our link program, which is basically go to AfterBuzzTV.com and hit our little banner on the top. And then anything you were going to buy anyway, it now gives us a little bit of cash so we can make the studio look nice.
Yay.
You know, the whole deal.
And also, because we didn't mention it at the top, and I know we have all these plugs we have to do, iTunes and YouTube. Want to talk about those?
I'm loving iTunes and YouTube.
We're getting mad comments on iTunes.
Know.
I love that.
I totally love your guys' feedback. I enjoy it. I love if you guys give any criticism. I definitely will take that into all the episodes that I do on the show. So definitely keep on going into iTunes, rating us, download, comment. We love it. And YouTube as well. Right? Everybody's
yes,
good on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Because I want to get into the love triangle that we have here with Naveed. Silver and
except
Liam.
I don't even know if we can call it a love triangle, because to be in a love triangle, you have to know you're in a love triangle, and Naveed is so on the outskirts of this triangle.
Oh, but he about to find out. Okay.
You think so?
He will. It has to. It has to come out. They're way too close of friends for it not to get
out.
Okay,
I have to ask you, though, who do you want Silver to end up with? Because that's the real question on everybody's mind right now, and I'm freaking out.
Okay, well, this is the real deal here. I love the way Liam looks at Silver. Like, I know he's so all about her. But
okay.
Silver is best friends with Annie, who is probably, I mean, not obviously still in love with Liam, because, I mean, she has this new guy. But it's just the fact that, like,
the history.
The history, you know, and her and Naveed have so much history together. I mean, she kind of messed it up, though, by sleeping with Liam. You know what I mean? That right there was kind of like, all right.
Burn.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
but I have a question.
Hard to get over.
Don't we feel like Liam could kind of fall for anybody? He's fallen for so many people on the show. And yes, before Silver, Naveed was with Adriana. But other than that, I mean, he was with Aid, but he fell for Silver, left Aid for Silver, and never looked back, and has never not loved her, has always wanted to be here with her, even
and
with
I
the car
that.
Thing going on with his family, when the cops were involved, everything, he always wanted to be with her, always wanted to do what was best for her. But Liam, I feel like he was with Vanessa, he was with Annie, he was with Naomi at one point. Like, he's all over the place. I feel like he could fall in love with anybody, which is why I'm a little skeptical.
I like the way Roxy's deciding it based on, well, Silver's been with everybody, and Liam's been with everybody, so we got to side with Naveed.
I love Naveed's heart. I love his heart. And I know he truly does love her. Does he deserve her? No. I feel like he does not deserve
her. Why doesn't he deserve her?
Hello?
Okay,
she slept with his best friend.
Yeah, but no, before that.
And she had another boyfriend when really she would never listen to anything Naveed had to say. This girl never listens to him. Never listens to him.
Yeah, but he was dealing with these drug dealers, and she was trying to tell him to stop, and he was lying to her.
Okay, one time. One freaking time.
One? Like,
but
four times?
But then he ended up telling her. That was just a little big deal, just to not let her get involved. He didn't know. It was
what
for
the hell
a better
is a little
thing.
Big deal?
If I was her, I would not want to know what his drug things was doing. I would not want to know about that.
Ronnie, help. Help, we're yelling
know,
at each other.
No, I mean, that whole thing was really difficult with the drug. I mean, he was trying to be as honest as he could be within that awful situation. Who do I side with on that?
Ronnie.
No. I mean, as far as the characters.
Me versus you.
I'm just sort of thinking this whole Naveed thing. I mean, again, it is really sucky because he's not in the love triangle, like you said. I mean, he has no knowledge. But I got to say, the way 90210 rolls out this show and the way they make that romantic thing go on with Liam and Silver. Yeah. It's kind of hot in some ways, you know?
In some ways, yes,
and
I agree.
Always. It's really hot.
I know. Like, and this whole episode was just blowing my mind because I'm, like, the biggest hopeless romantic ever. So it was just, like, really tough for me to get through this episode because I was just like, oh, my God, I'm so in love with, like, just people kissing and people kissing in the rain. And then one person falling
for
somebody else.
The rain was killing me.
Oh, my God.
When people show up to your doorstep soaking wet, it's a crime not to kiss them. them.
Oh,
like,
I know.
If I show up somewhere soaking wet, you better make out with me, because otherwise, why did I just walk through the rain to get there?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. So next time,
when you guys want to kiss Roxy, make sure you come up and make it rain on yourself. Might get a kiss. But it was just, this whole episode was just so just romantic and hot and then sad and then everything.
I thought this was everything. A 10. I thought this episode was a 10.
Because it wasn't too sad. It wasn't too happy. Everything just was just good.
This season, oh my God, I'm freaking out.
Yes.
I say in the most monotone, I'm freaking out.
Let's see here. We have Adriana. You know, she just, I mean, she's
well, what's
just
her
MS.
Deal with Cowboy coming in?
I'm obsessed with her as a country singer.
Oh, I know. She's an amazing country singer. We do have Austin back in this episode. How excited were you guys to see him?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Is he trying to make the moves? What's going on here? Or does he really just want to be your manager? Is he a dick to... I mean, let's just be real.
He thinks she's hot.
Of course, because she is.
Of course. You know, obviously, that's... a factor. Does he want to make her his girlfriend? No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he does. I think he's desperate for a job and is like, she has talent and let's do the damn thing.
Who do we think is the hottest one of the girls on the show?
Oh.
Hard. Ronnie, any help?
The hottest girl on the show. I'm going off, they're all so gorgeous.
Depends.
I want to say I've seen on red carpets. Like I've seen in person both Adriana, which is I'm forgetting the actress's names, Adriana and Silver. I've seen both on red carpets, and I want to say Jessica Straub, I guess, is Silver.
She was
very personable, but they both were really good. So I'd say one of those two. Yeah, I'm going to go with Silver. I'm going to go with Silver for sure.
Okay. It's kind of tough between me. I kind of feel for Ivy in a way.
She's got a look.
I love her style, and I love like Surfer how she's girl. So natural and pretty, you know? But
her hair,
I kind of have to give it to Silver. I mean, not Silver, Adriana.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's just so flawless in all her photos that she takes. I mean, I think she's just so beautiful. But, I mean, runner-up would definitely be Ivy.
What about Naomi? Yeah.
No, Naomi. I mean, come on now.
And Annie.
Well, they're all beautiful.
This is a debate. I don't know. I opened a can of worms. Why did I do that?
I mean, they're all like beautiful, of course. Yeah. But the ones that stand out to me.
Should we even discuss the guys? Do you guys have a hottie crush?
You all already know Liam's my man.
What?
Really?
We'll battle it.
Oh, girl.
I dig Austin. Austin's sexy.
Austin is really sexy.
And I'm into it.
Guys,
the dirty blondes.
I feel bad for liking Caleb, but oh my God. I mean,
that kissing scene makes me feel. Oh my God. That just made him like look so much more sexier.
Can we talk about him? What's the deal?
Okay.
Well, when he has his shirt off.
I mean, we saw this whole like thing expand like from. Annie totally avoiding him for no apparent reason.
Yeah, because she's
like,
falling for him.
Obviously,
who cares?
But she needs to be.
What do you mean? He needs to give up his faith and be with her.
Well, that's what he does at the very end. You know, he goes up to her and grabs her, and they like start making out in the rain, which was just amazing again. it's amazing.
But I feel kind of bad because he's been working to be a priest, and now, Do you feel bad for him?
I mean, can't they still be together, though?
They can definitely still be together. Yeah. Well, he could be like a preacher.
Yeah. Right? They'll figure it out.
Maybe he's just not even about that anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe
it'll work
just,
out.
He's just totally not about that.
It'll work out.
He turned atheist over.
CW and 90210 would totally do it that way. They would be like, oh, it was so romantic in the sense that he left his religion and got with Annie. That would be, they would roll it out a nice way, but saying it is actually very weird, you know?
Right. And one thing that I noticed from this episode, I really feel like they're all really growing up.
They are.
In a way. You know, like, we've seen them in their high school days. In this episode, kind of just made them seem, like, so much more older
maturing. Because sleeping with your boyfriend's best friend is so mature.
Not like that, but they're moving into, like, the next part of their lives. You know what I mean? I feel like they're wanting to get into, like, their careers and trying to find out who their love is going to be for the rest of their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of cool to see them
They're getting serious.
Everything.
And honestly, I don't really judge Silver for her thing with Liam right now because he was the only one who was there for her through this whole cancer gene thing.
But Naveed would have been there for her.
Yeah, he would have.
I'm not saying he wouldn't have, but I'm saying Liam was. It wasn't like Liam would have. Liam actually was there. Mm-hmm. And so I get how you could fall for somebody who's kind of like your knight in shining armor, you know?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Before we get in... Huh?
Do you think... Naveed's gonna stay.
Ooh. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. It's hard to say from the next episode that happens.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to see probably next week if he stays or not.
We had that conversation in the car with Liam, and Liam says that he should go back to school, but then we had the conversation on the boat where he said Liam convinced him to stay.
Right, which made no sense whatsoever.
I was confused.
Because Liam basically was like, you need to leave. But then why did that make him want to stay?
I don't know. I didn't get that.
I guess it's like, you know, when if you're like, should I eat an Oreo or a chocolate chip cookie? And somebody's like, an Oreo. And you're like, yep, I want the chocolate chip cookie.
That
like,
is kind of true.
You know you want it. And somebody says you want the other one. And you're like, no, now I know I want the other thing.
Okay, that
And is it
makes
pathetic
sense.
That I just used Oreos and chocolate chip cookies?
Are you hungry?
To a relationship?
Yep. Yes, it is.
That would be
yes,
a really hard choice for me because I like both.
I know, it's hard. I mean, if peanut butter's in the mix, I'm going Oreo, definitely.
Okay, yeah.
Parent style. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Touche.
Yep, that is yummy. Before I get into the engagement party, because there's so much going on with that, I do want to give a big shout out to at the 90210 cast, at the 90210 daily, and at the 90210 media. You guys have been so great tweeting me, following me, retweeting us when we have the shows, and really just giving us a lot of support here on AfterBuzz TV. So I really, really appreciate you guys for tuning in and watching.
Much love.
Yay.
We love you. So let's get into this engagement party. It was very fabulous, big, extravagant.
Not intimate at all.
You know what I kind of wish happened, though?
What?
I wish that they unveiled the name on the boat and that it Naomi was spelled wrong or something.
Yeah, I was expecting
that,
actually.
You know what I mean? I was kind of expecting something where it was like he doesn't know her that well.
Right.
You know, just to show like that you can't really get to know somebody in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't really know why she got so upset that she just got a boat. I mean, I guess that was like to top it all off that he's just about money. But then again, I would have been like, okay, that is love right there. Give me this yacht boat.
I probably would have gone along with it.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, let's get married.
I didn't understand. Kind of similar. What I didn't understand was how giving her a boat meant that he wasn't in love with her.
Exactly.
I don't think it necessarily means that he is, but I don't understand how she could take that and be like, oh, he must not be in love with me because he gave me a boat.
Right. It made no sense. I mean, maybe the talk with Austin, which was just so adorable. And
I know.
He was like, you know, just promise me that he truly does love you. And every single other person was like, just make sure he loves you. Just make sure he loves you, you know. And he was like, yeah, just make sure he loves you. Silver, make sure he loves you.
That's the problem with this show is now I want so many people to be together that they couldn't all work because they're all overlapping. Like,
right.
We do a bunch of different shows here. One of the other shows I do is Gossip Girl. And, like, that show, I know the couples I want to be.
Oh, yeah.
But this show is, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm confused. Do I want Naomi with Austin now? I don't know. Do I want Silver to be with Liam? Do I want her with Naveed? It's just so confusing. Do I want Annie to be with Caleb? Or is that too, like, does that mean I'm going to hell?
Right.
Or take it way back and go Adriana and Naveed.
Oh, no.
It's done?
Yeah.
I don't think the book's closed.
I mean, what about?
I mean, they were kind of being sweet to each other this episode. Yeah. But there's just too much history between, like, Silver and her and that whole entire fight.
What about Aiden and Dixon? Do we even want them back together?
Oh, yeah, Adriana and Dixon, she overreacted.
I kind of want them back together. They were good for each other.
I don't think she overreacted at all.
No?
No, he completely left her and didn't even say anything after she dropped her music for him.
Right. But, I mean, he kind of had to make a choice.
Yeah. I think career always comes first for me, and I agree with that, but she doesn't, so he knows that as his girlfriend, that career for her didn't come first. Love came first.
Right.
And if that's your choice and you're dating somebody who's like that, you have to respect that and at least make sure.
Work it out.
Work it out. Or if you're not going to work it out, have the decency to break up with the person because it's not going to work.
Exactly.
If you have different priorities, it's not going
to
work.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you know, some people try to work it out and, like, deal with one thing and another, but I totally agree with you.
I love your little hat. You are so cute.
Thanks.
If we are choosing based on the hot scale, which was Roxy's question, Susie Easton, one of our number one Twitterers.
Oh, we love Susie.
Her answer to the hot question was the hottest girl she chose was Adriana.
And I kind of agree.
And the hottest guy she chose was Austin.
Okay,
yeah, girl.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's kind of weird. Annie's look kind of bothers me sometimes. I think she's really annoying and mousy.
I feel like lately she's been actually upping her game. Lately, I feel like
100%
she's
100% agreed, yes.
I agree.
She's really
I agree
been
lately.
Actually
I actually
looking
agree lately,
really
but
cute.
Overall, sometimes she's just mousy. But recently, actually, yeah, all this money is coming in, and now she's got some style.
Her outfit at the engagement party was super cute.
Oh, super cute. And I just want to point this out here. I thought it was such a cute moment, you know, with... before we get back into the engagement party, the moment with Naomi and Annie, how Naomi's like, can you be my bridesmaid or maid of honor? When they were in the room, you know, kind of getting ready, like you could totally tell like
Jen how close they were. That's
cute. You know, and it was just like, just super cute how they kind of just bonded and really have grown as friends.
I think that's so
from the
hard.
Beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they've had so many falling outs, and like you're saying, they've grown and they matured. But how hard is that when you have a group of best friends to pick your maid of honor?
If you think about it, though, Annie really has been there for Naomi. I mean, from the get-go when Naomi was such a rude to her, you know
Except
what I mean?
Except when she stole Liam.
Exactly, yes. I mean, that was another rocky part. But at the end of the day, they always end up, like, being there for each other at the end of the day. So
And
I feel
she introduced
like,
them.
Yeah. So I feel like that was just
cute.
A really cute moment. And I
And now they're both rich
out.
And buddies.
Yeah.
They can have amazing, fun, thing. Rich time together.
Exactly. Yeah, so back to the engagement party. We had Adriana Singh, as we said earlier, which was really cute. I didn't really know what to expect from her and Austin coming into the party.
Right.
I thought it was weird that Austin even came to the engagement party, to be honest with you. Yeah. Because, I mean, it is Naomi's engagement party, his ex.
Yeah, but at the same time, is it weirder to come or weirder to stay home? If you stay home, it means I still have feelings for you. If you go, it means I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like it was so random because I feel like they haven't talked. And I feel like they never really...
Well, she didn't invite him. Point blank, he wasn't invited. He just showed up as
with Adriana. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, there you go. That answers that kind of. but it was a definitely beautiful song that she sung.
Amazing.
Yeah,
and then
good.
I liked the points where they would like show like Naveen and like Liam trying to carry this like ice sculpture. And what was even up with that fight? Why was there even a fight?
Because Naveed was pissed because he thought that Austin was trying to hit on Aid and was pissed about Dixon. That whole thing.
But I'm just like...
He was sticking up for his buddy.
I get that, but I'm just like, this is not your place to do this right now. Like, why make it so dramatic? And why, you know, mess up that ice sculpture that you just had to carry up? You had to do that.
My question is, when they cast Adriana, how did they know that she was going to be able to have an amazing voice? Like, they would never have been able to have the storyline if she couldn't sing. And the storyline's carried us through seasons.
Right.
But no, it wasn't totally season one, you know? Do they have this idea from the beginning?
They had to have.
You think so? Yeah.
I want to say that I remember hearing a radio interview with her, and she did express that singing was part of it. And remember how the first season she had to have short hair? They even made her cut her hair the very first season as well. Now she's got the long hair or whatever. Yeah. I don't really understand the relevance of that first season, but I do remember those two aspects.
Okay.
She's a Canadian girl, I think. I want to say.
Yeah, I think she is.
So that was sort of implied from the very beginning, that her musical background.
Okay.
Right. And also,
thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you. I wanted to point out Ivy kind of just is very
struggling.
I mean, before anybody says anything about this, her husband just passed away.
Yeah.
So people right now are giving her shit, and I don't think it was appropriate at all for Caleb to have social services come take her away.
Like,
He doesn't even know her, and I get he's trying to help her not hurt herself, and he would never be able to live with himself if something actually happened to her. But what about an intervention? What about sending
her
friends over?
Her
what about making sure he's outside her door? Whatever it is, don't send in more strangers to
and
deal
like,
with the problem
exactly,
right now.
Exactly. Like,
I just thought that was
anything.
So inappropriate.
That was so rude, and that really just made me really just not like him for that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That moment.
Absolutely.
And I was like, he totally went across the line, and that's when I was just like, oh, well, there he goes screwing up things with Annie again. Like, Annie's gonna be like, why the heck did you send my friend to social services?
I don't know, like, because I feel like that's such an Annie move. She would have done that. She's such a narc sometimes, and she would have been like, I'm hating on Annie this time, so I don't actually dislike Annie that much, but you know what I mean? I think she'll be like,
no, that's
oh,
true.
I'm so glad you were looking out for my friend.
I know, because she kind of, like, she took Dixon already to, like, you know.
Yeah.
But Aiden Silver would be like, what? Why did you do that?
Exactly, because they're both, like, understand that.
Exactly, and have, like, done that whole rehab thing.
And everything. And I feel like she just might have just needed, like, somebody to talk to, like, a counselor or something.
He definitely should have told her friends before calling social services.
Or at least given her the heads up. Like,
hey, I'm going to get you help.
Yeah, if you don't help yourself, I feel obligated to help you.
Exactly.
Just he jumped so many steps and just took it to the next level so quick.
No, I totally agree.
She said it perfectly when she answered the door. She was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I would have been so pissed. Like, my husband just died. Obviously, I'm acting weird. Yeah. It's not like I'm acting weird for no reason.
It's not like I'm actually going to kill myself. You know what I mean? Like, she's just really depressed.
She
go out into the waves.
Yeah.
She did. But
and, like, crossing the street and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
There was some stuff, but still, even if she is, if you are suicidal, the last thing you want to do is feel alienated from all of your friends and like you're a problem and you don't want, and they don't want to deal with
Caleb
you.
Caleb didn't know what to do. Right. He didn't want her to hurt herself.
That's true. And I guess,
of course, good intentions.
Like the police, like, yeah.
His intentions were good. Nobody would doubt that, but still.
That's just kind of crazy.
It's just like he knew her, what, 4 minutes? And yeah, that's the issue. He should have talked to a friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were 4 minutes, literally.
No, definitely. How did you guys feel how the episode ended? How did you guys feel about that?
What happened at the end of the episode?
Annie and Caleb.
We did that. How did you guys feel about Naomi's decision with her wanting to
get out of sitting in the car with Annie at the end? You know what? I don't think I would have been able to live with myself if I married somebody and didn't know for certain it was for love. So I understand why she chose it, but I just think that he at least deserved to have a conversation with her,
right,
or to figure it out. Or, you know, his family is the one who's saying, you can't have this money if you're not married by 21. What if they met her? They try to postpone it. She's like, listen. Right.
They got to figure out a way around it.
I don't think you ever run out on your fiance without explaining yourself.
Exactly.
I just don't think that's right.
But are you sure that, like, from the beginning with this guy, PJ, that it wasn't for this reason? Like, I feel like
I'm
he would have married her sister if she would have stuck around, you know?
I don't know.
Like, I feel not like sure. He's sketchy.
That's the problem. I'm not sure, and she's not sure. That's why I don't blame her.
Right.
But at the same time, there are better ways to handle it.
Yeah.
Just like what I'm saying about the Ivy situation. Like, there are certain levels, there are certain steps you take. You don't just go from wondering if he's in love with you to running out the door. Mm-hmm. You question it. You try to figure it out. You ask him what he's thinking. You see if you can push back the wedding. All these different things you can do instead of just bolting.
Exactly.
Especially because she's expressed so many times she does love him.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be with him.
Yeah.
So she loves him clearly for more than the money.
Yeah.
Maybe give him the benefit of the doubt until proven guilty, you know?
And I feel like even if it is so soon for certain reasons, but I feel like they could grow and really just, like, end up knowing more about each other and falling more in love.
They seem compatible, at least.
They definitely seem compatible. I totally agree
with you. The second she saw him, she was like, I fell in love.
And yeah.
I've never had love at first sight, but if it exists, then it exists.
Definitely. Well,
I don't know how I feel about PJ and Naomi, though.
Really?
Yeah. Because remember, like, when her sister was around, how he, like, was playing them both?
Yeah.
And then at the end, he was like, I wanted you.
I'm trying to keep an open mind. I'm not sure.
Yes. I definitely agree. Well, I would love to get to commercial break. When we get back, we have a little bit of news and gossip, and then we will get into predictions, and we'll wrap it up.
Yay!
After Buzz TV. Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about? AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, ladies. So you guys have some news for us.
A little bit.
Just a little bit of news.
So Nick Carter is going to be on the show on May 8th. I don't know what
he like our Justin Bieber of the generation.
But, yeah,
that's
the Backstreet Boys.
Really interesting to see his acting skills. This could maybe make him or break him, huh?
And I was going to say the episode before that, we're seeing Billy Ray Cyrus come back on as Austin's dad, you know, the country star Judd Ridge. So we've got all these guest appearances.
That will be awesome.
That we can look forward to.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that and seeing who comes on.
And I know that Annie, Shanae, I think, do you say Grimes? I always.
Yeah.
She is going to be on Punk'd. I actually think.
Oh, she
aired.
Was already on Punk'd. Yeah. I watched that. That was so funny.
What happened?
Yeah. Some guy, like, I guess some person lost their dog, and it was outside her friend's house.
So
and
like
some creeper came and, like, knocked on the door and was mad hitting on her. And she, like, got so
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
we'll go back and
another
watch
person came whose dog it actually was. And so she started freaking out, thinking she gave the girl's dog away.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
So they're like, call the guy back
to
give the dog
so
back.
Funny.
And he was so creepy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She's also expanding in some ways. I'm not sure the exact channel, but it's a DirecTV channel. She was doing some hosting like for one of the fashion weeks or whatever.
Oh,
so
fun.
You could tell that she's, you know, trying to
make
broaden
her way
past, you know, the
I
CW
like
thing.
That. I like people who are trying to constantly work to better
she's
their career.
She's ready for the next step should season 5 not happen or
Yay,
whatever. I wanted to ask you guys what you thought of, I'm not sure if anyone saw it, but really for the CW fans and the 90210 fans, I saw a lot of them tweeting on those 90210 fan pages, Nicolette, that you
mm-hmm.
were talking about,
yeah.
about the LA Complex. I'm not sure if that's the exact title of the show, but I did watch it. The beginning was super contrived, but I actually feel like I might watch a couple more episodes to find out if it's something that I like. It's very much struggle and hustle, you know, trying to become an actor or actress or whatever in this town. But
yeah.
going off Shanae Grimes being a Degrassi star turned CW star, also Nina Dovek from Vampire Diaries, also CW now put this new girl on, and her name is Cassie Steele. She was also from Degrassi. So that's
awesome.
A little tie-in of news for some sort right there.
I didn't see it, but I did see previews for it, and it looked very action-packed. It looked right up CW's alley.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they do what they do best. They've got shows like 90210,
yeah.
like Gossip Girl, like LA Complex.
Great shows.
And
so I wouldn't mind
I'm the perfect audience, all three
oh,
of
yeah.
us.
Yes,
like, that's my jam. So
great.
This CW and MTV, yep.
Yay, mm-hmm. awesome. Well, let's get into predictions. Woo!
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This is about to be crazy.
Girl, I literally don't know what to say because I have no idea what's going to happen. I've been saying that a lot recently with shows, and I don't know whether that's me or we're not getting much in previews.
Well, we see that Naomi is talking to this girl, and Naomi's like, you know, oh, what's the occasion? What is this event for? And the girl's like, I'm getting married.
Right, so...
First thing I assume is that she's marrying Preston.
No, I don't...
Yes.
I don't think that. I think that what happens is Naomi's planning somebody else's wedding, and she gets all sentimental, and she wants her own, and it makes her, like...
Well, no, you see the door open in the previews. Like, she's like, oh, I want you to meet, you know, my future husband, opens up the door, and Naomi's
really?
Like...
I miss that
Oh,
part.
Yeah, no, Naomi was like... And then the girl was like, oh, do you know him? Yeah.
My computer... TV cut off. I only
yeah.
saw them sitting down,
yeah,
and her
no.
saying...
Yeah. And so right then and there, I was like, okay, that's Preston. And Preston got a new girl. Oh, my God. I would be so irritated if he really walks through that door.
No.
I'm really hoping it's, like, somebody else. But that's the first thing that comes to my mind, that she's going to be planning Preston in this girl's wedding. I really think that's what's about to happen. And then Silver might be pregnant.
Yeah,
so
I saw that. She might be pregnant.
Oh, my
and
God.
Naveed. Kind of like
if,
gets
if,
into that.
If she is pregnant, it couldn't possibly be Naveed's baby,
oh,
right?
No, it's Liam's,
it would be
for
Liam's.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that would be another issue. I mean, we don't know what's
have
going on with Annie and Caleb.
Into. We'll see.
And
next
what about
week?
Ivy?
I know, poor thing.
Hopefully, she will get out of social services and be okay. I don't
yes.
know.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm again Nicolette Gaona, your host, and my beautiful co-host. You can get me at Nicolette Gaona on Twitter, Gaona.
At Carmela Mandello. That's a mouthful, but Carmela Mondello.
And at Roxy Stryer.
Awesome. Have a great night, guys.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.